It wasn't just folks on the Green Line affected. In fact, people across the metro system this late afternoon were affected by this derailment. One of them, our own Greg Bianco, with the Washington Business Journal and WTOP. Greg, you were in Virginia and Rosalind doing your shift with us, updating us on money reports, and then you were trying to head home. What happened to you then?
Well, normally it takes about 35 minutes to go from Rosalind to Greenbelt. I normally transfer at the Red Junction, either at the Gallery or Metro Center, and then take the Green Line back up. But normally it takes 35 to 40 minutes. Today it took about 2 hours. The orange and red lines were a little delayed, as expected with the heat advisories. But the shuttle buses, once we got to Fort Totten, were plentiful. They did have air conditioning, thankfully, and they were pretty quick to get up and about. But it took about an hour to go from Fort Totten to West Hyattsville, and about another 20 minutes to go from West Hyattsville to Prince George's Plaza. Once we got to Prince George's Plaza, there were hundreds of people standing on the platform waiting for these shuttle trains to go back from College Park to or Prince George's Plaza to Greenbelt. And there were hundreds standing on the platform right at the bottom of the stairs, so you couldn't really move. We do have a photo on WTOP.com that you can take a peek at just to get an idea of how many people were suffering in the heat waiting for these trains to get back, suffering through what was already a rather long commute. But there was one friendly passenger on the train who was asking, why were the trains going so slow? And one other passenger quickly noted on his smartphone with WTOP.com in hand that it was because of the heat advisories in effect that they were not aware of until then. So,
all right, so
all in all, a rather long day, but we survived.
Of course, you know, at the end of it, we're just glad that no one was hurt on the derailment and no one is hurt as they use the metro system. But it sounds like you need to build in much more time if you have any intention of using the system, especially through that area.
Absolutely. By all means, especially between Fort Totten and the end of the line in Greenbelt, I mean, it took me three times longer than normal. So if you have the chance and you can bear it, by all means, I would certainly advise trying to spare a little bit extra time and brace yourself for the longer commute tonight.
That is WTOP's Greg Bianco just giving us a taste of what it can be like. He was traveling from Rosalind back into Prince George's County, and what is usually about 30 minutes, he says, took about 2 hours for him tonight. A lot of this as a result of the train derailment along the Green Line near West Hyattsville and the overall slowdowns because of the heat restrictions. So take it easy on Metro tonight and throughout the weekend, and we'll keep you updated right here on WTOP on the radio and at WTOP.com.